What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live, as we have been all week, from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo Morgan, Abe Gordon, in for Mike Johnson today, myself, Allie Mack. And this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are so excited to welcome in Panini Senior Bowl Executive Director Drew Fabianich. How are your SEC Media Days going so far, Drew?
Busy.
Yeah.
Hectic. It's kind of, you know, I don't know. You guys kind of get to stay up here. Well, we're meeting some of the coaches both back over in the other building. Mm-hmm. We're meeting some of the players downstairs. We're meeting some of them over there. I mean, it's kind of discombobulated in a way, but I get why they're doing it the way they are.
Right.
And it's just because they're kind of running the gauntlet through everybody.
Yeah.
But this is the first time I've ever had to do this, and it's a little hectic. I'm not going to lie.
There is a method to the madness, though.
There is.
We are missing one of the members of the Morning Shift today, Mike Johnson, O-lineman for Alabama, played for the Falcons. Okay. He's from Pensacola. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when he talks about the city that the Senior Bowl is in, I feel he says it wrong. He pronounces it wrong. How do you say it?
Mobile.
Mobile. He says Mobile.
No. It's Mobile.
Thank you. All right, we're going to play this audio back for Mike Johnson on Monday when he comes back with us. You guys have room.
and tell him that comes from a damn Yankee. And I got told in Texas. Now, here's a kicker for you. You'll love this. I said, what the hell is a damn Yankee? And they said, well, a Yankee is somebody that comes and visits. A damn Yankee stays.
That's right. That's right.
I went, okay, gotcha.
I love it.
Drew,
love it.
At various times I worked closely with a couple of the former executive directors, Jim Nagy and Alan, really closely with Phil Savage before. And I've always been fascinated, and they would fill me in on the process, the selection process, and the amount of work you guys have to do to decide who gets one of those coveted invites. Is it different now because of the transfer portal? Has it made it easier? Has it made it tougher to scout and follow and ultimately decide who gets an invite?
Abe, I think it's actually a little bit easier because
I was wondering about that.
Well, because the portal has actually taken away the lower division players that you used to have to go find. Well, they're finding
them. Let the coaches find them for you, yeah.
Yes, and what's happening is I'd be willing to bet you just over this last, because I've only been there 4 months, and I'm trying to try to catch up. Well, I'll bet you there's probably only 10 players left in, like, G5. Because they've all left for bigger schools. So I think it has made it easier for us. Even the Division II kids are leaving to go to a bigger place. I mean, it's not like we're going to find a, quote, diamond in the rough. We're not.
I don't know if you're willing to go here then, but as you certainly already put in some work to start the scouting process, mm-hmm. Is there a guy or two or three that you could mention that is at a – not just like a mid-major, but significantly smaller school? I know there's a lot of talk about a quarterback in the Ivy League.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of talk about a lot of players. And put it this way, I don't like to talk about any of them, mm-hmm. just because if I talk about three of the quarterbacks, the other six that I may invite are going to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way the world is now. And, you know, we're going to put out a list. And, again, it's not going to be like the old watch list. It's not going to be 800 or 900 players. It's going to be the Panini Senior Bowl top 300.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is just because, I'll fill you in my process on this part of it. I had about 45 texts after I took this job from agents. Well, they wanted to know when the watch list was coming out. Well, that's because they were using the watch list to chase clients. So why am I going to help them find prospects? Let them work and, you know, do their job. The other piece of it is I'm really not going to help any other All-Star game do their job for them either. So, again, I want to make it prestigious like it is, and I want it to be selective like it is. And you can play your way into it. You can get an invite to be, without being on the list in August. You know, you're going to see that it's going to be very, very selective. So, again, I hope you understand. I don't like talk about
it. I totally get it.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm again, just from personal background, I mean, you know, I've known Garrett Nussmeier since he was 14 years old because I worked with his dad. So there's some of these guys I recruited, you know, when I was at Auburn or West Virginia. So, I mean, Keldrick Falk, I recruited when I was at Auburn. So
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's tons of kids that I still know. CJ Allen, I mean, I recruited, you know, and again, lost him. but still, you know, so again, I bounced around a little bit, and I'm sorry about that, but I hope you understand that that's just the way the business is now, that I can't really come out and say, hey, here's my top 10 right now. I can't right now, mm-hmm. You know. Now later, sure, I'll do that later.
Ben, we're joined here on the Morning Show Sports Radio 99 The Game, live at SEC Media Days. Drew Fabianich, the new executive director of the Senior Bowl, the Panini Senior Bowl, I should say. You're a lifer, man. And actually, I've already done my interview with Drew.
We did. Yeah.
He's probably like, get me the hell out of here. But you're a lifer. You've been all over. You've done everything. But you were a scout for a very long time with Dallas, and that's kind of, and obviously that's kind of part of your job now, is you're scouting players that you want to invite to the Panini Senior Bowl. But I am always interested in what scouts are looking, how they're watching the game, and what they're looking for when they are identifying talent, whether it's somebody you should draft in Dallas, or whether you're recruiting kids when you're the GM at Auburn and West Virginia, or when you're looking at, you know, getting them at the Panini Senior Bowl.
Well, I mean, I think it goes back to really one simple little piece. Can they play or can't they play? And then you start working on the traits. Then you start working on the measurables. Because I used to go into schools, and I found out that if I put the measurables down before I go in, it kind of jaded the way I looked at it. You know, like, oh, gosh, I'm going to watch a 5'8", you know, corner. I'm already going to reject this guy. Well, I stopped doing that because I wanted the traits to have to show back up to me while I was watching it. Well, that's how I watched. And the other piece of it is when scouts say they go to games, yeah, they go to games, but I only went to watch a quarterback or a corner. That's it. Because if you have say you go to a Georgia-Tennessee game. You know, there's 12 prospects out there. And you're going to try to evaluate those players during a game? No. You scout everybody. You scout nobody. And it's like, pick out one, watch them for about four or five snaps, take out one, pick it, you know, pick that out, go through there. Because, again, I'd rather watch it on tape because I can go back as many times as I want to on the same snap. So, again, I watch games a little bit differently because we talked, and I don't enjoy watching games because I'm always analyzing what's going on. You know, it's always been a business for me because I was a coaching kid. I coached and went into personnel. So it's not fun for me.
Yeah.
Like it is for a lot of people.
It is work. You can't be a fan when you're watching.
Yeah, that's right. I can't.
So what can the Senior Bowl do for these students that go and compete, that will be competing in January? It's the best against the best. What does this kind of exposure do for them?
Well, the perfect example is the Zabel, you know, kid from North Dakota State last year.
Yeah.
And we put out about six of these. We put out graphics on the, you know, Senior Bowl, you know, or X. I keep always wanting to say Twitter.
Yeah.
Well, he was a perfect example. We found out from the league, you know, just on a consensus that he was like a top of a third pick. Well, he comes and plays really well during the week and plays really well in the game. Well, he ends up getting drafted 18th in the first round. Well, on a four-year contract, that's $12.7 million in difference just in playing and performing well in the game because you're in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to bring a minimum of, gosh, maybe 18 to 22 people, you know, just from the Cowboys. And so you could imagine what the rest of the league's doing. They're doing the same thing as we were. Plus, some are bringing analytics departments now, too, and, you know, people that professionally interview these kids at night. I mean, or well, they're in the morning now because I'm going to change that. But, you know, again, you can build your brand, especially with the Panini site now, too, and you can also build your draft status exponentially just by performing well. You know, that's where I can sell the game to agents and to the player.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to increase your value or do you not? It's that simple. You know, now some are afraid because they may lose value if they don't perform well. Well, that's what they're going to have to risk.
When it comes to that, how do you feel, and I don't want to put you on the spot, so you don't have to answer, but how do you feel about when guys show up for 2 days, practice, and go, oh, you know what, I'm going to sit the game out because I think I've done all I need to do? Because we've seen it. We've seen – I don't think it helped that particular person because other things came out that hurt them, and I'm not going to name by name.
I know exactly.
I know you do. but I mean, because that can kind of at times – now, look, the exposure is on the whole week, right?
Agree.
But with TV and everything. But then again, you do want the game to still count and matter, and you still want the best players in that game on Saturday.
Well, and I'll make this short. One-on-one pass rush, defense should win 90% of the time. Okay, one-on-one receivers versus DBs, offense should win 90% of the time. It's almost on air, okay? It is not a realistic drill for any of them. But for some reason, agents think that it's very, very important, and players think it's very, very important to the process. It is, but it's more valuable to show up in a game-driven, you know, performance.
Yeah.
I mean, Phillip Rivers didn't have a great week, you know, when he was down there. He ended up being the MVP of the game and played really, really well. That helped him. You know, there are some guys that get hurt in practice, I mean, by the way they perform, but then they play well in the game. Or the opposite. You know, they practice really well in the one-on-one drills, but they don't perform well in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks at that and they say, oh, well, the scouts leave on Thursday. Yeah, they do. But I promise you, we used to sit there as a staff and probably watch the Senior Bowl tape probably 6 to 7 times together. And we say, okay, you watch the linebackers this time. You watch the secondary this time. You know, and we just compare notes and everything else. And, again, did we stay for the game? No. They said, well, it's not that important. Yeah, it really is. Because, again, you can still press rewind.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
You know, people don't realize that.
And you get a better view. Film is king.
Absolutely.
Drew, we've only got about 30 seconds, but I feel like I should ask this. I know you guys at the Senior Bowl have an incredible relationship with the city of Mobile, but is there any scenario in which this could be a Senior Bowl that moves possibly a variety of cities on a rotating basis?
No, absolutely not. Just because I don't think any place would support this game like Mobile does. I mean, no place. And put it this way, how many other bowl games have moved, like, there's one that's moved like 9 times?
Well, the Bahamas Bowl is going to be who knows where.
You know
how it's slightly different, but yeah.
But when you when you look at it and you see if it's televised, I mean, there's nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sold out the last 2 years. The Senior Bowl sold out the last 2 years. There was a few times where they sold out Ladd Peoples, which was 58,000. So, I mean, where else can you take this to where, you know, you think that it's going to be successful? I mean, that's just my point to it. And, I mean, again, in the NFL about the business of it, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, again, it's the business is good in Mobile.
Yeah, and Mobile loves having it there.
Absolutely.
They do. Like, you would not believe, they've embraced it for 76 years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Drew, I know you have a busy day ahead of you, so thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you joining the morning shift today.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Yeah. Pleasure meeting you all.
The Panini Senior Bowl.
The Panini Senior Bowl.
There you go.
That is Drew Fabianich, Executive Director of the Panini Senior Bowl. Coming up next, we've got another guest that's going to be joining us on the other side, Executive Editor of the Tex-Ags, Billy Lucci. And, of course, got a lot to recap from yesterday as well. It's the morning shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.